It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's been a busy 3 weeks of Eagle sports to get the fall season started, and plenty lies ahead. As the fall colors change, the temperature cools, and we get into the rigors of conference play. CSE football is back on the road this weekend for their third away game in the first month of the season. The Eagles travel to Gunnison, Colorado tomorrow afternoon and night for a showdown against the Mountaineers on Saturday. Last year's RMAC co-champions, led by a staff full of former Shadron State coaches and players. A road victory for the Eagles would somewhat count to the surprising home loss suffered last Saturday to Black Hills State, 32-23. The Jackets controlled the clock by nearly a dozen minutes with several sustained drives, converting 11 third downs, taking advantage of Eagle giveaways and 10 CSC penalties. The loss snapped CSC's four-game winning streak in the series and dropped the team to 0-3 on the year, heading into the Western game. Kickoff Saturdays at 1 o'clock. I'll have the broadcast on WQ Country. Our pregame show coverage is at 12:15. Western is building a new stadium and traveled for its first three games into Texas and Colorado. The Mountaineers came out with two losses, but also a 17-10 win at CSU Pueblo last week. A really tough place to go and win. Western has a lot of veterans back from last year's success. They will look to defend their 2022 home turf on the Katie O'Ratty soccer field, where construction's ongoing at the Mountaineer Bowl next door. Because of that unique situation, there are just 100 tickets made available for CSC fans. Details can be found on the CSC Athletics website on how to purchase those if you'd like to make the trip to Gunnison. CSC Volleyball is excited to return to conference play on Friday night. Fort Lewis is the opponent, with Western Colorado following on Saturday at the Chicoin Center. CSC is on a three-match RMAC winning streak and 3-1 overall in the conference. Tuesday night offered a good non-contest against a strong defensive team, Texas A&M Kingsville, a match won by the Javelinas in three straight sets. The first saw 11 ties and 8 lead changes before Kingsville would eke it out 25-23. Eagle freshman Bella Adams tied for the CSC lead offensively with 6 kills in the match, and she hit a .400 percentage against the best defensive digging team out of the Lone Star Conference. Eagle Women's Golf is spending this weekend in Marshall, Minnesota at the Mustang Invite, hosted by Southwest Minnesota State. Confidence will be high after the ladies fared strong at the Hard Rocker Invite in Rapid City the past couple days. Senior Alpine Hickstein finished runner-up with a two-day 166-stroke total, 4 more than the tourney champion. Kinsey Smith came in third place, and Kenzie Kano carded a sixth-place finish. Kimball, Nebraska freshman Peyton Wise shot 179 and made the top 20. Following this weekend's event in Minnesota, the ladies will have one more tournament. It's in Pueblo, Colorado, the middle of next month, before the season breaks for winter. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in on Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show and our interviews by visiting the CSC Sports page on PanhandlePost.com. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed: the same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.